This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Example of our language. It's like I was saying, in England, a fanny is a vagina. Over here, it's a butt. There are things about cigarettes, and even like you call somebody, that's my boo. But hey, boo crumbs boo means crumbs. Remnants of doo doo.
P1 Kentucky fan loves that song on X.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It was the best.
He actually found it on Spotify.
He found it.
Like the real soul. Who is the artist? So it's, maybe want to play that for their kids later.
Oh,
or something.
My gosh.
It's Juice Cuz.
Yeah, that's right. Juice Cuz.
I love that.
And I think the song's called I Hope the Worst.
I Hope the Worst by Juice Cuz.
Shout out Juice Cuz.
Is it just Cuz?
No, it's Juice Cuz.
Oh, I thought you meant like, why is that? Just Cuz.
Just Cuz.
Awesome. No, he would say like, Juice Cuz.
Juice Cuz. What was Juice World about then?
Juice World.
I thought it was like Juice Newton's Dolly World.
Rest in peace, Juice World.
Juice Newton's alive though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Juice Newton's alive.
Okay, no relations to Cam or she Wayne.
Related to Lee though.
Hey, all right, wide ass open phones.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093, the TLCmotors.com phone lines. The wide ass, as Fatboy explained earlier, means you can call in about anything. You can FOF it without abrasive language, I suppose, but also advice or general observations, whatever you want to do.
We've actually got somebody.
I don't have my phone screen thing ain't working, so I'm going to have to rely on all you for that, well, Pally.
Somebody on hold says they need to talk to you, Matt Man, specifically you.
Is it a bill collector, perhaps?
No, I don't think so.
Hang up.
They've tried to do that before, though. Tried to trick us. It's very important, and she's an anonymous mystery woman.
Ooh, that's important. And it's a mystery anonymous woman. Or not anonymous. Which one? Anonymous mystery or mystery anonymous?
Anonymous mystery woman.
Anonymous mystery woman. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Hi. Okay, I don't even know how to start this. Matt Man.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Matt Man, do you remember Myrtle Beach 2018?
Myrtle Beach 2018. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me do some quick math in myself.
This is a long time ago.
I've been there. I know I haven't been there in 5 years. Why? Was that bike night week or bike week night or bike week? I think is what I'm looking for.
I don't know, but
that would have been after. No, I don't know. Why do you ask that?
This is already getting good.
I honestly wasn't even sure that I should do this on the air, but I've tried reaching out before on Instagram, and you never responded to my DMs, and I figured, hey, this is my only way you'd actually hear me out.
What's he talking
now,
about?
Now, listen. So, like, Hold on. Did I do anything illegal or?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. What a way to start it off. All right.
It's pretty mysterious.
Yeah. Okay. I have no clue what you're talking about. No offense. I do not remember if I went to, I don't know if I went to Myrtle Beach in 2018. Like, I don't.
Wow, you really don't remember.
No.
I guess that shouldn't surprise me. It was probably just a one night to you.
Oh, wow. You don't remember one night?
This is dumb. I mean, it's not dumb, but like, I haven't done anything illegal. She said that, but like, if I can find my phone, if you tell me when you sent your DM, I don't know that I want to go, like, you tell me when you sent the DM and I'll go look at it. Like, when'd you send
it? Phone? What? Wow, you do really need to grow up. Listen, I sent this a while ago. And this isn't bad. I wouldn't do that to you or something like that on the air. But I'm not going to lie, it does kind of hurt, though. And it was just one night to you, I guess, and that's
wait,
it.
Wait.
Okay, that's what it is.
Are we talking about like a romantic night?
Oh.
Yeah. It was something, all right.
Oh, that man. You dog.
Okay.
You don't even remember.
This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy. Like, who are you for real?
You kept calling me Red. Do you remember now?
Batman.
Red.
I don't know. A Red. Like, are you going to end up being a dude? Like, this is going to be some kind of joke and your voice is going to change.
I kind of thought that too.
You thought that too, Paige?
You might want to put her on hold as we try to figure out what's going on here, Batman.
Wow. No, really, Batman, you honestly, truthfully do not remember. You called me Red on the head.
I swear, like, maybe don't finish. I know the end of that quote. Like, I have to say this, like, on my dad's grave, like, I do not remember you or being at the beach in 2018 or, like, none of that. No offense, I promise. I just do not.
Well, offense is taken. And that's really funny because you sure did remember that night. Maybe you'd remember if I mentioned the tattoo.
Oh, damn, a tattoo.
What tattoo? What are you talking about?
Batman, you...
Hey, which one are you talking about? I got a bunch.
No, you don't even remember tracing that little heart on my thigh and saying, oh, that's cute, but you should get one that says Batman was here.
I know. What?
You
no,
have to remember
I would
that.
Never.
I will never forget those words.
That would never. I would
you
not say that.
You are cooked.
That is not.
You're in so much trouble.
I would not say that.
I can't
that.
Believe this is happening right now. A little hard.
This is not.
Seriously, you forgot all about it? You forgot about the hotel balcony, the Cherry Cokes and Jack Daniels, the stupid Bon Jovi karaoke.
Hang on a second.
No, I know Cherry Coke and Jack Daniels.
I know for a fact you hate Bon Jovi.
I don't. I'd like old Jovi only, like exclusively. But this is insane. I'm scared of heights, so I would have not done it on a balcony. I like Jack Daniels and Cherry Coke, but you could know that from listening to the show. But I did not sing friggin' Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, no, fine. I get it. Might have heard all I needed to hear that you truthfully did forget, and that is fine, but I didn't. And neither did Mason.
Oh, wait, who's Mason?
Like, is that the punchline? Like, Mason Dixon line? Like, am I waiting on the D's nuts?
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I mean,
unbelievable.
Who's Mason?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Mason is your son, Batman. Your son.
Do you want to like do this off the air? Like, do you want me to put her on hold, or like, I don't know.
Yes.
What?
I am like I am very confused now, and I don't know that I am the same. Like, wow. I don't know that I was at Myrtle Beach in 2018.
Oh, you were there. I wasn't even going to say anything, but now, listen, Mason is old enough, and he's starting to ask questions, and he knows about you. He asks, and I tell him, and I just thought that you should know, too.
And you might really want to take this off the air, or call Rob once, or both.
Like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not real. This is not.
Yeah.
Daddy Matt.
It's not.
I feel so stupid. I knew you'd react like this, and that is why I never asked for anything. But if you want proof, I still have that Carhartt shirt that you let me wear. Do you remember that?
What? You kept the shirt? She kept the shirt?
Matt Man.
There is no... This is...
That's pretty specific, dude.
This is not even... Like, I don't...
Yeah, I will send you pictures if you want proof, and you will see Mason even has your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Get
back. You have a son? What the hell?
And I swear, he does that growl thing when he laughs just like you.
I don't growl when I laugh, do I? I mean, do it. Like, oh, say something funny.
Dude.
I don't. I do not. Like,
oh, Daddy Man.
Like, for real. Come on. What is, like, what is this? Like, who is this? Like, what is this?
It's your baby mama, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, if you really want to know, Matt Man, it's called payback, jackass.
From who? Who? You? Y'all bastards.
You were about, look.
Oh my God.
You were about to start crying for real.
No, I wasn't about to cry.
If you found out you had a son.
I was about to cry.
You're going to tear up a little bit, Daddy Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going back and forth in my chair like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel right now, but like.
That's what they call it.
I almost lost it. Oh, I couldn't even say Bon Jovi. I was going to just break and laugh.
Oh, Bon Jovi wasn't a good. Y'all are the freaking worst. Like, you don't even. Like, I want you. Paige poked me in the butt earlier. Fabulous. Come here and feel my heart in my chest.
Like, so dude.
Like, you, the pitter patter.
You had it coming. And after the heinous joke that you played on Paige for April Fool's.
Happy April 3rd, you stupid bitch.
She wanted to get you back. And, you know, I volunteered to help too, so. You know I'm not going to miss out on a good joke.
You stupid bitch.
But you were like, the way you were looking, I mean, for real. You were going.
God bless.
You were nervous.
God bless. I tell you what.
I touch you. I tell
you what. You
know, thought there was a little bearded Matt Man.
I honestly, like, I thought that it was going to be, like, first off, Paige, honey, you got me.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations. You got me good.
I mean, hang on, man. I did too.
You know what?
like who? Now, who is Mystery Chick?
She's my friend Gloria.
She hot?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really hot. She's from California back in the day, and we used to work at Channel 2 together.
What's her name?
I'm sorry. Gloria.
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 Dude, that was some good acting. Like, have we seen your work? Like, I'm sitting here saying, like, oh, my God. And then plus, like, you got, like, a nice little sexy laugh, like, you know, is you made you said she's hot?
Yeah, pretty.
All right, well, maybe.
She's tall and blonde the way you like them.
I don't plan to be going to California, but if I do, I will call up Gloria and maybe have a go to Spago. Still a thing.
Oh, yes, let's please do that. But Matt, man, know that I am happily married, so only if my husband can join us.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, he can. Sure he can.
God, y'all do it out there like that. That's why the place is on fire.
She does play basketball, too. Just kidding.
Oh. This is Cameron Brink. Damn it.
Is it?
God. Okay. Wow.
Winner, winner, chicken.
Man, oh man.
Gloria, I wish you could have seen his face.
I just had
I wish I could have too.
I swear
that was priceless.
I just had like Kama Sutra sex with my heart. By that I mean it started racing in a panic, but then I'm kind of going like, Paige, if that was real, you seemed like, I feel like you would have been grabbing the table, holding on. Like this, Fat Boy would have loved it, and he said it like he did.
Happy.
I love it now. This is good.
And then the you mentioned Cherry Coke. That's good, Paige. You get told her that. The Bon Jovi thing. Yeah, That was, God bless, honey. Yeah, I mean, not in a bad way. You're married, but like, that was good.
You gave her a lot of material.
But, dad gum, boy. I just, like, my heart was, like, nervous, but I'm like, oh, this is, she's going to end up saying, hey, I'm really a man, or, you know, do you want to see them? What, these nuts or something?
But it's one of the girls.
Wow. God, it was good.
And this is clapping now.
She wasn't one of the girls that you were looking at the newspaper that weren't real girls. She's a real girl.
She's a real girl?
A real girl.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, well. I vow revenge right now on you, Paige. Actually, on you too, Fat Boy, because yeah, you Boy's joined her bad. In this.
Look at him.
I had to help her. You two are even, though.
Also, California Glory, I'm coming for you. I'm going to set your backyard on fire.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Cherry Cokes and karaoke.
Oh, man. Kudos to you. Thank you, I guess, for that.
That's what your book's going
to And you read. Up early. God bless. It's 5, ain't even 5:30 out there. Well, good job.
This was worth it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Paige, will show me your Facebook when we hang up. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. California Glory. Bye, golly, bum, boy.
She's awesome.
Paige was telling me about it, and, you know, she was kind of getting into it.
Oh, so I was going to ask that. Like, this was, she's, do you really, I mean, no, don't take this the wrong way, but, like, you from beginning to end, you did all that? Damn it, boy.
She fed her a lot of info, and when she told me the setup, I was like, it's too good not to be a
That's
part
why
of
you're now indicted on this revenge tour I'm going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm next God, again. It's coming boy. Back to me. I can tell.
It's like being
on her first.
Send me across the street looking for you.
It's not a good analogy like Morgan Wallen did with the 98 Braves, but it's one of those things where it's like you going on a roller coaster and you get up to the top of it and you see that part of it's broke. And you're like, but God, we're getting ready to go down the hill. And then you start going so fast that the wheels keep going over the broken part and everything's fine. But
just
then
the
you
fact.
Still throw up, though, because you got all,
oh,
God
Lord.
Bless.
Oh, God, that's you on that roller coaster.
Old me
Vegas.
Would be mad right now.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
Old
God.
Me, but that was well oh, done. And that was, I
wouldn't have agreed to do it to old you.
So that's why I haven't had phone or text.
It was just fun. You Please took don't it, hate me.
Or I couldn't get the phone line at all because I.
No, we didn't want people to blow it.
Okay, that makes sense because I would have seen the area code. Oh, well done all around. That was good. But I will get your ass for that.
Don't you say
miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning, friends.
Hey, friends.
Hey,
speaking
friends.
Of friends, how many of us have them? And, you know, the old meme is, you know, I support my friends, blah, blah, all that stuff. You know, when we do the radio stuff, like, I know my family doesn't listen to me. And that's, I understand why. I mean, they don't. They don't. And that's fine. Even if they do, they don't say they do, because somebody else in the room would be like, I can't believe you listen to them. But then.
I feel you, brother.
On our group text. Rob Ineri, attorney at law, maybe you know him. Should call him if your good time goes bad. Rob in our group text says,
hey, man.
Paige just pranked a million people. And then you may know him from Driving Real Fast. Jeremy Clements says, that was pretty awesome. And I said, y'all knew? Rob says, I didn't. She sold me. And Jug says, I kept thinking, no way this is real, but it kept going. Then I was like, well, maybe it is. And I called them a bad word for not calling in.
You want some other feedback? You got a lot, please. Man.
Sure.
Somebody said, oh, I was panicking for Matt Mann. Take it off the air. It happened at the Gay Dolphins where you guys
hooked up. I was going to say what was the hotel? Because I've only stayed at two hotels, actually, and usually it's always been Ocean Lake.
Oh, was it the Yachtsman?
Yachtsman's one of them, and I think the other one was the Windjammer. I think that was Windjammer was the other one.
Well, they're closing up all the old ones.
I know, man.
Like, P1 Cool Ass Cooley said, Gatomighty, that was funny. Jay Cool Ass Cooley.
Cool Ass.
Paige is vicious. Old Leroy.
That was good. Leroy. Like, I have to admit.
Bwahaha.
Bwahaha.
Paige has a great friend. Wake up at 5:30 a.m. to prank somebody she never met.
Albeit married. Still.
She didn't say she wouldn't mess around.
God, that's fun. That's fun.
Most of my friends are married.
Same.
With somebody.
Same. I know. I just tweeted this, and I just tagged. Actually, no, I'm going to send it now. I draft tweeted. I said, payback is a stupid bitch. CC at page 933, X at fatboy 933. And I included a gif.
You stupid bitch.
Of Lady Bryant. Or A.D. Bryant. Lainey Bryant.
Lainey.
How did she never become their spokesperson? Hi, I'm A.D. Bryant for Lane Bryant.
That's mean.
Why is it mean?
She's a bigger girl.
Get in where you fit in, Lube. Like that plus size model that finally all the fashion people is finally
Ashley,
you know what? Yeah.
She's beautiful.
But why does it take fashion critics to say she's beautiful? Like she was always beautiful.
She's always been beautiful.
Damn right.
She's thick.
I wish I looked like her.
Two C's.
Two C's? Three? All right. You'll have to call them because you've.
Call it!
I didn't think about that either. Is that. I didn't
call
have
it.
The phone screener. Well, I said that. I didn't have a phone screen, so I could have seen the number, and I would have been like, oh.
I tried to get your phone away from you. Anything else we could?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing. Dickhead SOB, he actually was filming. So he points over, and by the coffee mug, he had a cell phone, so he will.
That's fabulous, Fubu.
Video
Fubu.
Of me reacting. I'll give you some boo-boo crumbs. You guess your will.
Boo-boo crumbs when you twerk.
Boo-boo crumbs.
You want Anonymous Dad.
Hey, Anonymous Dad.
Hey, what's up, man?
No, oh, not much.
He's the one that found out he had a 20-year-old son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, clock's ticking.
What are you doing?
He's a repairman.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the guy who found out at yours. Yes, we remember.
And he's Mexican. We didn't know he was.
That's the other thing. You know, people sent me bullcrap for that. Because I said, wow, you didn't sound Mexican. And what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Listen at him.
He's laughing.
I want to see your birth certificate.
I don't believe it.
This is another joke. Are you going to tell me that I'm the father of your 20-year-old son?
No, but I will say I know exactly how you felt, man. That the way you were feeling, I was trying to rack what. Where did this come from? Everything. I love the fact that you got to feel what I felt.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you know what I did too? The reason I was looking for my phone, and that was smart, whichever one of you thought to hide it, was I was going to go, you know how on the iPhone you can like type in the photo gallery like beach?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can search.
I can just go see if I, because I went to the beach, I'm going to take some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And,
especially
oh,
with
wow.
the tattoo that has a heart that you kept searching.
That's why we thought about that.
I would never tell a woman to get my name tattooed on her body like that.
I know. I thought it might go awry at that point. I'm like, it might.
I would like sit there and play with her hip though. She had a tattoo. Yeah, I'd do that. That's smart to write that in there. That's good. Damn it! How you doing, anonymous dad?
Yeah.
You doing good?
I'm doing that pretty good, man. We got a little couple hiccups going with the son, but yeah. I think we might be all right.
Good. Keep in touch with us, man, because that one
let us know.
That was a roller coaster to listen to your life about that day. So
yeah, it's still kind of up and down, and trying to figure out really what's if he has really any different intentions of what they say. You know, just trying to figure everything out. But you know,
that's life, man.
Day by day,
I've got my kid, my newborn coming in a month. So I've got a lot of things to keep my mom busy, so I'll be all right.
Plus, we'll keep in touch with you, too, if we find out you have kids anywhere else.
Let us know.
Like, if there are any women listening right now and you don't know who the father is, it might be this anonymous Mexican dad.
No, put that on me now.
That's it.
Hey, player.
All right, my friend. Adios. All right, we'll
all right,
see you later.
Thanks,
when is this, amigo?
Adios. Hot plate. Oh,
didn't you say last time he didn't speak Spanish?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought he was being like, he was dropping some kind of little funny little thing. And he's like, no, I'm serious. I'm Mexican. I'm like, what?
Sorry, but no, you're not.
Like, you sound like Waylon Jennings. I mean, you sound like
tell us something in Mexican. He said, I can't do it.
Right, it's not a language, actually.
I don't speak Spanish. I'm Mexican.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Like if boxing wasn't real... And many say it's not, but if, you know, foregoing the Tyson Paul thing, but Yeah. Imagine, like, right now we're in Africa, and I am.
You set me up for a joke.
No, I'm not. Not one you should say.
Because Elon's African American.
Yes, he is.
Charlize Theron, too.
Yeah. South African American.
Yep.
Which is confusing because, like, what if you're an African American in the South? Or what if you're that actor that time that had to tell Jimmy Kimmel? He's like, I'm not African American. I'm British black or whatever he said.
That's like the Henry Cho joke. He says, I'm Korean from Knoxville, so I'm South Korean.
Right. Yes, exactly. So if we're just sitting in here, and so imagine I'm like Frasier right now, and Don King and Ali are over there. I don't know who's who now.
I'm listening.
Well, probably because of the hair, you would not be Don King, fat boy.
Well, you don't have hair like Frasier, so.
I got money like Brian Jordan, maybe. No, not even. I was trying to keep it in the rap flow.
Talking about Frasier Crane, right?
Yeah, but
we're not smoking Joe.
I'm in here as the loser. You're talking about the prank y'all pulled on me, which, yeah, it was all right.
You want to relive it? I think you want to relive it.
I think, like, I have to talk to you as Mattman Radio Professional right now and say kudos. Like, as the person who just got dumped all over and...
I got to tell you, dude, it was 90% Paige. So remember that.
Oh, listen.
It was her buddy.
Big Brother, right here. You should go on there as a consultant on the show, Big Brother.
He's such an antagonist.
And teach some of the naive, timid people on there, like, hey, you got to be a dick. And you got to play both sides. And you got to talk crap about everybody.
And guess what? Yeah. You don't want to get blood on your fingers.
You need your allies.
Blood on your hands. You get on your fingers, you wipe too hard.
It's not really being a backstabber. It's being, you know.
A swing sniffer.
An ally.
And an ally. Yeah, that's where you bank.
What about the part where you find out you got a son? That was great.
I don't know that I am the same. Like, wow. I don't know that I was at Myrtle Beach in 2018.
You were there. I wasn't even going to say anything. But now, listen, Mason is old enough, and he's starting to ask questions. And he knows about you. He asks, and I tell him, and I just thought that you should know, too.
And you might really want to take this off the air or call Rob once or both.
Like, this cannot, like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not real. This is not.
Yeah.
Daddy, you know,
it's not.
I feel so stupid. I knew you'd react like this, and that is why I never asked for anything. But if you want proof, I still have that Carhartt shirt that you let me wear. Do you remember that?
What? You kept the shirt? She kept the shirt?
Mattman.
If it was in 18, that would have been a bigger girl if she took my shirt and wore it like around. Because I mean, that was probably like...
She laid it on thick.
And every girl wants a Carhartt shirt.
Double, triple.
Been used.
Well, you'd be surprised, man. I see women in Tractor Supply all the time over there looking at the clothing. More than the men sometimes.
Isn't that a thing girlfriends like to do? Wear the boyfriend's shirts around the house?
Yeah, but I never was in a situation where the woman was closer to my size, which is probably good.
I mean, yeah.
But, like, if she wore my shirt, it'd been like a house coat.
She's like, let me wear your work shirt. And you're like, okay, like, don't really have one.
I don't have a work shirt.
Just pick whatever.
Fly the gear at home.
That wasn't even the best part. You know what the best part was? When you got the egg on your face.
What is... Like, what is this? Like, who is this? This is surreal to listen to. Like, what is this?
It's your baby mama, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, if you really want to know, Mattman, it's called payback, jackass.
From who? Who? You? Y'all bastards.
You were about, look.
Oh, my God.
You were about to start crying for real. She got into it. Jackass.
It might have been tears of joy. Oh, another one. Another one. Yep. And I would take that young boy in my arms and I'd say, in a minute, I'm gonna introduce you to my grandson.
Can you imagine?
No.
Which will be his nephew?
I was trying to think off the cuff there. That would be his
old J man.
If I had another kid now and it was a boy. And I'm not. I mean, technically, I'm.
It's not real.
It's not even possible.
You should just snip them.
Them? I don't have but one.
Then you wouldn't have these problems.
Oh yeah,
you
snip. Have any snip the good one.
Oh, the balls. So,
I
had to watch.
I don't know the.
Like, and this is the other thing I want to point out too. Part of me, again, and I'm not trying to big time it. Like, I did think something was wonky about it. She was great at, like,
really
playing
was.
That up. But I was also in my mind or my brain or my heart or whatever, I was like, man, if this is real, like, I don't want to sit here and be a jerk. And then it turned out like,
yeah,
God, that was wild.
Just the fact that you could, like, you know, have any kind of inkling of a possibility that that could have happened.
She was saucy and she fed it back to you. And that was my favorite part.
It's called, and so that's the other thing. Thank you. So when she said it's called payback, bitch, I didn't really, when y'all started laughing, I thought y'all were just laughing like, oh, she got you. And then is when one of you like pointed back and forth like we did this. And that's when I was like,
and I'll be honest with you. The whole bitch thing, playing that constantly got on my nerves. So that's kind of why I wanted to do that.
Okay. Let's go back 2 hours. He had to show me how to press the button. So know that if that is ever played on here, it is at those fingertips.
I know.
And he's got the blood on his fingers.
I know. You stupid bitch.
My hands was over here.
So that was,
I'm going to pump you good.
She don't like that one either.
I did go back and watch that. She was talking to more men than she was women when she called them stupid bitches. So.
Do you know what I was thinking?
A bitch,
like,
can be a man.
I've been an accessory to both. I helped you get Paige. Helped her get you.
You're a terrible person.
Paige, let's team up on him.
I feel like that's coming. It is. I don't feel like these were even. I feel like the one we just did now was probably a little more. So you got to get her back more to like even it out. You know what I'm saying? Get her back in
that. Evenness, though, is that she, again, don't take this the wrong way. I am not going to say it.
Do one to others before they do one to you. That's the rule.
Like, you did good on that page. And it sounds like I'm saying, I didn't expect you to do anything good. And that's not what I'm saying. That was good.
And people, you know, because I called you a Hamburglar.
You're talking about my nipples again.
I was talking about that more.
I forgot about that.
That I just...
Hamburglar.
I lost my mind over just, that. And I apologize when I roasted you, but it was fun.
All I did was make you go outside looking for me when I was really in the studio on April Fool's Day. And then... You April 3rd date'd me.
Okay. You know I gotta play.
Isn't that
it now?
A gospel band?
Can we just say that it's even now and we don't have to hurt each other's feelings?
Bull crap! I say we double team his ass. No. I mean, like not like that, okay. But like let's, you know, in a way of prank.
I feel like this clip is gonna live on forever.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's.
She's getting stabbed again. She's laughing.
She laughs just as hard now.
I know. Like, she's laughing at herself, laughing at herself. Like, it's like inception of comedy.
God. I don't know why that is so funny.
Well, Miss Prankster, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, my God, I've got good news. The shoulder pads are coming back.
Shoulder pads.
That's what we used to call them. Shoulder pads in the 80s. Because my mom used to wear, you know, the big outfits and the big...
She liked Mike
jackets.
Singletary walking around
like
San Francisco.
Mom's got her shoulder pads on. You know, she's serious.
Yeah.
Because she'd wear the pantsuits and stuff.
Did you ever try to use one of her shoulders when you realized it was that time of the month?
No.
That's why they were there as a backup.
Remember Dynasty? Where the
like, man, girl, you must have got some heavy flow. Look how big your shoulders is.
Poofy jackets. We'll talk about that next.
Right. What's why they call him Samurai Mike if he was a black guy? Answer me that.
I know.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.